All right, for our last presentation today, and the bulk of our ethics, I believe, we're going to talk about the Texas business courts, the first 6+ months. And we have two speakers related to this. The closest to me here is Chief Justice Scott Brister, who was appointed by Governor Abbott as the first Chief Justice of the 15th Court of Appeals, effective September 1, 2024. He previously, as many of you know, served on four other trial and appellate courts in Texas for 20 years, 6 years the Texas Supreme Court, 3 years as Justice and Chief Justice of the 1st and 14th Court of Appeals here in Houston, and 11 years as presiding judge of the 234th District of Harris County. Let's see. Chief Justice received his JD from Harvard, after which, he received his undergraduate beforehand from Duke University. And I like here at the end, perhaps some of you noticed this, he returned to the bench in 2024 after their four children finished college and graduate school. Okay. Turning to the Honorable Sophia Adrogay, Governor Greg Abbott appointed the judge to be one of the inaugural judges of the 11th Business Court Division, effective September 1st, 2024 as well. This division is composed of the counties of Brazoria, Fort Bend, Galveston, Harris, Matagorda, and Wharton, if you were wondering. A native of Argentina, Justice Adrogay is a former senior trial partner with Diamond McCarthy. She's a graduate of the Harvard Business School, owner-president management program, graduate of the University of Houston Law Center, and of Rice University. Please welcome our speakers.
Oh, I'm up. I'm
sorry. You're up.
Okay. Let's see if they have mine first. Thank you very much. Thank you for being here, and we appreciate your time. Some of the things that were not said, one of the luxuries I've had was asked to create the inaugural business torts litigation treatise about 10 years ago, fifth edition, and quite excited. I also served for about 15 years for the Fifth Circuit Reporter on business litigation as the official reporter. So spent a lot of times, was honored to have the opportunity to be part of the inaugural court. What I'm going to do, just because, quite frankly, I think this is an exceptional treat, more than anything, to have the chance to hear Chief Brister. I'm going to very quickly go through the slides. What I did do, though, is create for you over a 500-page PDF of materials, which is more than you want to know about the court. It gives you a sense of the local rules we created, the local rules that Judge Dorfman and I both created. Both of us, interestingly enough, both started our career at Sussman Godfrey after clerking on the Fifth Circuit. So that's a little bit about our background. For your edification, there also is, we did a cross-section of some of our opinions, ensured we also had one of Chief Justice Brister's opinions on one of our business court cases. I have the honor of having Foster Baird with me. He is our court counsel. We each of our judges, we're 10 of us, as we'll talk in a minute. We each have one trial coordinator and one court counsel. So I will go through this very, very quickly, just to give you a big, big picture sense. As you may or may not be cognizant of, there were 30 or so states that prior to us, or were about the 30th, had a business court in place. So this is not new. The legislature has been trying to push some permutation of what is today for over 20 years, and it finally came to fruition. There's a tremendous amount that could be said. As we then studied what we would do, we looked at New York, we looked at North Carolina, we looked at Delaware as we came up with our own rules. For your edification, within the 500-plus page material is the advocate of which I've served on the editorial board for 15 years. I really did a tremendous job. I was not involved of, in essence, giving you background on it. It's good for legislative perspective. It's good for a litany of things. So if indeed you or your client are looking at the concept of the business court, the genesis and the impetus why, that's a good place. Again, within your PDF materials. And then the purpose and the aspirational goals. Let's see if it's coming up. It seems to be. Let's try to do this quickly. One specialized court.